Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 41 of True Believers. Last week, we talked about Star Wars, and it was a mess. But this week, we are trying something new, and we're reviewing pilot episodes of various TV shows. So today, we are starting with Doom Patrol.
The Doom Patrol is an American superhero team originally created by Arnold Drake, Bob Haney, and Bruno Premiani in the 1960s. Some, like Arnold Drake at the time, say that this band of misfits is the precursors to the X-Men, but I wouldn't say that unless I wanted to go toe-to-toe with the mouse myself. Dubbed the world's strangest heroes by editor Murray Boltonoff, the Doom Patrol is a group of people who got superpowers and their lives went to crap. They're outcasts, they're bitter, they're angry, their lives have been ruined, and they saved the world anyway. So, what did you think about the pilot episode?
You know what? I enjoyed it overall, I think. Yeah. It had Brendan Fraser in it, you know. Always excited to see him. It was actually a really good pilot episode, I think. Like, I would definitely watch this show more, I think, if I had more free time.
No, when I was watching it, I was doing laundry and something else that was repetitive. So, I accidentally watched, like, four episodes. It's really good.
Yeah, I was going to say that next. Is like, it's a really good show to put on in the background while you're doing something else. That's what I was thinking while I was watching it.
Well, not really, though, because every time that you stop paying attention, something crazy happens. And then you're sitting there like, hold on now.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm not really too interested in the Doom Patrol anyways, which is why I think it's a good background show. But it's funny.
I promise you that the only interest I had in them was that... This is going to sound so stupid, but I knew two of their names. One, I knew that the negative man was either Jerry Trainer or Larry Trainer. And I was like, one of them is the guy from iCarly and the other one is the guy from Doom Patrol. And I thought Rita Farr sounded like a movie star's name. So I knew that her name was Rita Farr. But outside of that, I'm like, oh, there go them people.
Yeah, they just kind of exist, you know, like in the background of comics, they just kind of exist. But it's honestly good. Like, what else do you say about it? It was good. It's funny. They have the same humor style as, like, what is that movie called? Suicide Squad. You know how they have that, like, that style of humor. This what one had the same kind.
Some kind of Suicide Squad? I don't know why.
Before I know you why. It's because your favorite line. It's your it favorite really line.
Is. It really is. And you know what? A lot of people talk about me because I like the 2016 one and I didn't really like the new one. I just didn't think it was funny. It didn't have the gentle charm of what are we, some kind of Suicide Squad. So I was like, I don't know about this one. I don't know. But Doom Patrol, so much stuff happened in this first episode. And what was I doing? Because I was doing stuff. I was cutting onions and like I was making spaghetti while I watched this pilot episode. And I want you to know Negative Man took me the hell out because I know nothing about them. So I was like, oh, it's Matt Bomer from White Collar. Because, you know, I was a White Collar devotee for years. And then he said something. What was it? Oh, he said, his wife said, you promised there would be no more late night beers with the boys or something. And I was hollering. And it was like 10 or 11 p.m.
As sir, you're crying, cutting onions.
Yeah. I wasn't crying, actually. I didn't cry one time. I was so dead focused on this. Like, and then first of all, you have to like watch the show to get it. But when he was talking about having beers with the boys, he was with a whole man. I was like, ma'am, I don't know if you just can't see the signs like I see the signs. Cause maybe it's just me. Cause my husband couldn't be that fine that I just don't, you know, hey, you didn't see the signs. So, ma'am.
Yeah, it's Matt Bomer, first of all. Like, you should have seen that coming. What does this man ever play a straight man anymore?
First of all, a lot of people didn't see that coming. Because did I ever tell you that when he was on White Collar, I was mad at my mom. And I was like, you know what? Neil's gay. How about that?
Damn. Not you, spoiling.
I, like, destroyed mom. Her with that. She was like, what? Oh, my
he
God.
He always plays a gay character. If, like,
now?
If y'all yeah. Know, yeah, now that he's come out. He came out, right?
He didn't even come out. He just showed up with his family to some event like he had been doing. And then people, like, I knew he was gay because he never made it a secret. And then one day people were just reporting like, oh, Matt Bomer shows up with husband and kids. And I was like, oh, he'd been doing it though.
Yeah, he's been gay. It's not a secret. But yeah, so, I mean, that's your fault if y'all didn't see that coming. You know, I saw it coming. I was just waiting for like the what does it say? I'm waiting for like the left foot to drop or something like that.
Other shoe to drop.
The other shoe to drop. I was just waiting. I was like, I know this isn't it. I know it's not.
He looked so fine, funny. Though. He was like a little astronaut. I was like, sir, don't show up in your uniform. Don't show up in your uniform like this.
Yeah, because he went was looking into space, like the American dream. He was. What was it? 1940? No, it wasn't 1940s. 1960s?
Yeah, like tail end of the 50s, early 60s?
Yeah, so, you know, that uniform, it was working.
Oh.
And just to cover him up, that's so funny. Like, come on, that's funny.
And him and, like, Brendan Fraser, you know, obviously our childhood hot guy, and then he's like a race car driver, and you know I love race cars and stuff, so I was really excited. I was like, oh my god, he's a race car driver. And then I was like, wait, which character is he playing? Because I was like, I'm pretty sure that I've seen Matt Bomer. I had like, it was like that I'm pretty sure that I've seen Matt Bomer, and I think he's the Band-Aid guy, like Larry or Jerry. I had that whole internal Larry or Jerry, and I was like, wait, is Brendan when I tell you, when I saw that robot thing, I was sick. I was hollering. Oh my god, freaking James Bond is like, yeah, you died in a car accident, and all I could say was your brain. Don't save me then. Like, let me. It's okay to just let people die.
I thought that, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, how are you, like, if I'm in a car accident, just let me die. I don't want to live in a metal body like this. Like, what is the point? What do you do now? Become a shitty superhero? I don't want to do that.
First of all, and they, like, as the episodes go on, because I'm on, like, episode 4, they be talking about Rita because Rita don't want to, and don't, and that's me. And Rita...
What the fuck Rita, is...
Yeah, Rita, child, and I would not either. I'm not even going to pretend.
No, she's right. But, like, what is her superpower even? Just to melt?
Well, I know, like, Rita Farr is the Elastigirl, so I think she's somewhat rubbery, I think.
I don't know, at the end of the episode, she just kind of melted, you know? I was like, what is like going blob. On?
I don't know. I know that they have that. Okay, from what I know from Teen Titans, which is incredible in-depth research, they have that lady who's either Asian or Russian, and I really couldn't tell based on the art style, and she can shapeshift, and that's their villain. So I don't know. So I was like, they wouldn't have two people, like somebody who could stretch and shapeshift, and then somebody who could just shape, you know, they wouldn't have two people opposing each other, and those are their powers. But I feel like they would, because Doom Patrol is like a really weird comic. I've only read it a little bit, and I remember at one point there was a living street, and the street was gay.
I don't know what to say.
That seems like I'm lying. But I mean, in the same comic where there is a robot man, like, and he really, the fact that that's like X-Men level, just plainness. Because one thing I always get on the X-Men about this, they be having the most stupid superhero names, but it be just exactly what it's on the tin. Like, friggin' David Olenay, Prodigy. And what does he do? Know everything.
Yeah.
Drake, Iceman.
It's pretty on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Iceman. Is it Man Out of Ice? Is that what this like little code name is? Because I don't even know. I just don't know shit about Doom Patrol.
Brendan Fraser. Yeah, I did a little Google when I was looking up the people. Yeah, he's Robot Man.
That's hilarious. That's
and
just
Elastigirl. And I knew Negative Man because I was like, he's either Larry or Jerry. And I knew that the pretty lady from Orange is the New Black, she is Crazy Jane. And I knew Cyborg was in there, but that was just because I'm Black, and when there be other Black people, I'm like, hey, Black people.
Was Cyborg even in this one?
He's in episode 2.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's just those three. And then that girl with 64 personalities.
That's Crazy Jane. What was her name?
Crazy Jane. Oh.
Oh, who's the other Crazy one? Okay, so there's Rita. The Chief. So there's five of them.
Oh, yeah, there was Rita, Negative Man.
Rita
Crazy Fall. Jane. Robot Man. Like, that's so on the nose. I love that. It works. It just works, honestly. Crazy Jane, it fits. 64 personalities.
I just...
The way she was just screaming at everybody when she walked in, I was like, it was so funny to me. Because everything was changing, you know, her voice, her demeanor. Yes. It was so funny.
Hammerhead is that bitch. I was like, period, Hammerhead. Like, every time she talked, she'd be like, man, I ask you. She'd be raging. I'd be like, period.
I don't even know what she's mad about, but I was with her.
She just
was mad
too. I understand the patriarchy.
I get it. You're right. Oh man, I don't know. It was Negative Man's little like backstory thing. That was a lot to watch, you know? I was like, why is he in space?
So much happened in this one episode that was only like an hour long. That was such good storytelling because it didn't feel like it was too much. Well, it did feel like too much, but it felt like, woo, woo, woo. Like, you're going to take this information, not like I'm being beat up. Well, actually, no, actually, that's what it felt like. It felt like I was being beat up. And it was like, information, plot, information, plot.
Yeah. Even the way that it ended, it felt like it was getting punched in the face. Like, the very last few seconds where, like, the villain comes in, I was like, what is going on? And then it just cuts off. I was like, all right,
cool. And the villain is that guy from Firefly. So I was like, oh, hey, there you go, doing that thing. I don't like him. Not in, like, a mean way. Like, you know, there are some people who I just straight up, I'm like, I don't like him. But I just, he unnerves me because he's the voice of everything. Like, he does a lot of voice acting, and he's the voice of the robot in iRobot. So I'm like, Sonny, if you don't get your ass.
He's scary. He played, like, a really good villain for the 2 minutes he was on screen. Like, he was crazy, right? Then he starts making, like, a black hole type of thing in the street. I was like, this is so much happening right now.
First of all, anybody who plays somebody who is obviously... He paid somebody who was obviously a Nazi scientist to give him superpowers. Like, what in the Age of Ultron? I was sitting there like, hold up, what? What? Because they said, first of all, I think they was in, like, Argentina or, like, Chile or something. Peru. Chile? Peru. No, Paraguay. Yeah. They were in Paraguay.
Oh, Paraguay. That's right. Paraguay.
We just named, like, 4 different countries, and it wasn't, like, not that where we're just racist. I just assumed that all Nazis moved to Argentina. He was in Paraguay, and I was like, sir, this, they said something, something. No, he's like Mr. Fuchs, and he was like Von Fuchs or something, and he was like, nah, Mr. Mendoza, and I was like, what the hell? You are Mr. Nazi. Mr. Nazi.
You are Mr. Nazi.
Mr. Nazi. Because I was
is this like a... No. Is this like a thing where we're going to have like a new villain every week type of situation? Or is it like one overarching villain for season?
The first 4 episodes, it's like Smallville. Well, not like Freak of the Week, like Smallville. Because, you know, Smallville, it would be like in episode 2, he'd be like, ah, I got to learn more about Krypton. And then episode 10, a Kryptonian villain would show up or some bullshit. I'm not explaining it good. Like, something different happens every week, but the episodes only flow a little from episode to episode. So it's not quite Freak of the Week. Like, there's an overarching plot thread that happens through all of the episodes. But, like, in the second episode, there was a big-ass key in the throat of a donkey, and then an entire person came out of it.
I don't know if I like that, how you just described. That kind of fits the vibe that I was getting, though. This is, like, just the weirdest shit that you can think of in one show.
Well, it was like Kingdom Hearts. Have you ever seen Kingdom Hearts? Or played it?
I've played it, yeah, the first 2.
You know when you raise that keyblade up to a door, and, like, it'll be a random thing, and it locks it?
Yeah.
Like, Cyborg was looking at the donkey, and he was like, there's the donkey is a door. And then I was like, what? And he looking through the donkey mouth, and I was like, what?
That sounds like something from The Magicians, honestly. Even some weird crackhead ass shit.
Even The Magicians wouldn't go that far. But then I remember, like, do you remember what they had to do to fight the beast at the end of season 1?
When she had to get the god's powers?
Oh, yeah. When he gave her his essence. All right.
His essence. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Bro, that shit took me out.
You know,
that was so
first
fun.
Of all, in the books, that doesn't happen. Second of all, in the books, they're not satyrs. They're like regular goats. And like I said, again, that doesn't happen.
Okay, I had to think like a regular goat happening like that. But
no, none of the weird, nasty stuff that happened with Ember and Umber, it didn't happen because they was just goats. Like, they just showed up a little bit. Like, man, I'm here.
I respect that show so much. How do you make that into such a weird, freaky thing like that?
I don't know. I really applaud whoever got the chance to make the Doom Patrol show. They clearly, I'm not sure, I'm not very familiar with the source material, but it seems like they love it and like they're having a good freaking time.
I got the same vibe. They're definitely just here to vibe with characters they love. And I respect that a lot. That's how everything should be, instead of trying to force weird things on us. You know what I mean?
Or like, stupid ass storylines that don't even fit the characters just because you're like, oh, this has to fit. This has to be piece number 342.
Exactly.
You gotta watch more Doom Patrol because I just need you to get to this cult episode because like I was up late doing stuff and you just gotta get to the cult episode because I was sitting there like, what the fuck? And I want you to know it was like a Megan Thee Stallion meme. I was like, what the hell? Also, at least you gotta see Cyborg.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I mean, you've seen him on the cover. That's what I was trying to think. I was like, is it in it? But I don't know. This show really starts strong, and I feel like it's going somewhere, and it makes me really interested to see the second one. It's just I don't ever have time.
They came out swinging. I wish that they did. The people who made this would make like a Constantine show, because I was like, when people make Constantine stuff, they don't do enough. Like, you know, they be scared to do too much. And I'm like, no, that Hellblazer scarred me for life when I was like 13 years old. Like, bring that energy.
Constantine doesn't know how to stop doing stuff. So you need to go too
far. No, he knows like, how.
He just chooses not to, I guess. That's the sad thing. That's what I'm saying, though. That's why they need to go further with it. I agree with you completely. They honestly should have had whoever made this show do Doctor Strange too, because wow. Doctor Strange is always on some weird ass shit. Like, I'm telling you, I love those stories, but it's some crazy shit.
I think Doctor Strange is like Constantine, where you can only really accept a story when somebody is really, really sexy. You're like, no. Otherwise, you just be, that's me, close the book. No. Doom Patrol is like one of the rare, I mean, except for Rita and Jane, because they are really slaying. Cyborg is fine too.
Yeah, I haven't got that far.
He's fine in like a cute way. Like, he's one of those people who would be fine, but he got one of them big old, like, goofy little boy smiles. And I'm like, ah, you would be fine, but you got the teeth of a kid. It's weird.
You got the teeth of a kid. It's funny.
You got baby teeth.
I don't know. Rita, though, I'm telling you, she was having looks the whole time until she started melting, but it happens to the best of us.
I love that Rita, like, she has her same wardrobe from the pictures. This is Rita Farr, the queen of the screen, period.
How is she still alive? Does she just not age because of her melty powers?
Yeah, I guess they all don't. Well, Robot Man, you know, he's been a robot for 30 years.
And Negative Man, you don't know what he looks like under there, so.
Yeah, you do. You see.
Does he take it off?
It was nasty. Well, it wasn't nasty. It was just like, you know when somebody says, oh, when you know, like, logically somebody is like radioactive, and then you're like, what could that possibly look like? But then you don't want to see, and then they take it off and they like look dead in the mirror. Because I'm like, listen, we don't need to go through your journey of self-acceptance. I didn't want to think about how you look like lunch meat.
Well, the last time we saw him, it's episode one, he was on fire, and then next thing you know, he's wrapped up. So I imagine it's pretty scarred.
Yep. It's not even like it doesn't even look like healed over scarred. Like, he looks like lunch meat. It will be different. Like, it's the freshness of it all. It doesn't look like, it's like Deadpool, where it doesn't look like it's ever healed or like made a like, because you know, people who are burned, they look like a certain way, and like they just look like they're burned. It's not alarming. It's just like they just look like they're burned.
It's just healed skin.
Yeah, he looked like lunch meat.
What the hell is his powers even? He didn't use any powers.
An electricity monster comes out of him and starts going ham on people.
Bruh, I need that kind of power without a plane crash. But that sounds like it wouldn't be like, so
I'm too vain. Insane. I already know I'm too vain to be part of the Doom Patrol, because I would have been trying to find a way to die. I'm not being a Robot Man. I'm sorry. That's the one that would have took me out. No.
Imagine waking up and you're just robot. I don't want it. Because it's not even like Cyborg even. It's robot.
At least Cyborg, robot. You can still tell that he used to be fine. Well, not used to be, because he is really cute, like I said, except for them baby teeth. He got big teeth like Issa Rae. I don't think I'm selling the baby teeth to you, right? Because he really does have kid teeth. Big old Issa Rae teeth. But you can tell that he's cute. Oh, man. And guess who his dad was? I'm going to tell you, because you're not going to guess. It's Phil Lamar. You know, the voice actor. Well, I mean, he'd be regular acting too, but, you know.
I know his name. What is he from?
Everything. If there's a black man, it's him or Kevin. Is he
not the deep voice?
It's not deep, deep. It's just, you know, middle-aged black man deep. He's, you know, Jon Stewart.
The deep voice, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I said the complete wrong man. Because I wrote it down and I was thinking about Phil Lamar anyway, because I think that they did not get him for the new Green Lantern movie. And I was like, oh, they should have got Phil Lamar. So it's Phil Morris. Sorry, Phils. I wrote these notes together very badly.
At least you took notes. I didn't even try.
I put the notes together. Okay, this is going to sound stupid, but I put the notes together. And you know how I like write everything on top of each other and I wasn't thinking. Oh, Phil Morris also, if you've ever seen the movie Atlantis, he plays Dr. Sweet.
But you said he played Cyborg's dad?
Yeah, he plays Cyborg's dad.
Didn't he play Cyborg's dad in another show, Smallville?
Did he? Hold on, I'm looking it up. Reprising his role across the multiverse?
I think so. I feel like he was in Smallville.
Me too, actually. And like, I should know.
You should know that. Oh, he played John Jones in Smallville, not Silas.
Yes, him being the Martian. Oh my God. Okay, I looked him up too. And tell me why he is in the Black Panther TV miniseries. You know, the one that I really love. And I always tell people, like, oh, this is like best thing I've ever seen.
He plays a bunch of people.
I told you, when you think voice actor, you think of one of the two Phils or Michael Richardson. It's like, you think a Black man, you think one of them. Oh my God, tell me what, you know the show Powerless that I watched, nobody else watched, the Vanessa Hudgens show where they make gadgets for Wayne Tech? Okay, Alan, whatever, the guy who plays Mr. Nobody, he was her boss, Van Wayne, right? And Phil Morris was on that show as a star lab scientist.
Damn, he was even in Will and Grace. What a talented man.
What the hell? I was building up from a stupid multiverse joke, but you're like, Will and Grace. This, what an accomplishment. What a talent. What a man. What a guy.
That's it. That's peak TV for me. I love Will and Grace.
Me too. It's fun.
Remember when I had Madonna on there? No. I had like the weirdest people. I had Madonna, had Cher, everybody.
You know what show had hella cameos and never gets the credit that it deserves for cameos? Frasier, because every week somebody will call into Frasier's show and it would be like a celebrity or a comedian, and it would be so fun trying to figure out who the caller was. That made me sound hella old. I've
never watched Frasier. Yeah,
my mom's a big fan. What's funny though is my mom didn't like Cheers, but I like Cheers, and she didn't like Cheers, and she watched Frasier anyway. Like, she was like, oh my God, this is such a good show. I don't understand anybody who doesn't like Frasier. Is so good. She's like, I don't get anybody who doesn't like Frasier. It's just so good.
I know a lot of people who like it. It's just not one I've ever sat down and watched. It's a little bit before my time, you know.
You surprisingly are older than me.
Yeah, but you know, I never sat down and watched it. But you know, it's one of those things. Okay, listen.
He said it with his whole chest. He said, "Ooh, woman, you are old, elderly."
I did not.
I heard it.
Trying to put that out there.
I heard it. Anyway, what else do we have to say about Doom Patrol? Because like, it was such a good pilot. So much for real happened. Like, the one thing I didn't get any clarification on, back on Miss Rita Farr, not too much. What the hell did she see? Because she said that they needed to get rid of somebody because they were an eyesore. And I kept rewinding it, but I was cooking at the time, so I kept missing it. And then she fell down the gangplank and like melted. What? Because she said something, he's an eyesore, get rid of him. And they were like, oh, the crew really likes him, blah, blah, blah. And you could put his name on the marquee. And I was like, well, what is the man doing?
He was probably just another actor in the movie. What my thought was. I don't know.
Yeah, I this is gonna sound bad, but there were so many Black people around. Tell me why that was the only thing I could notice, because I was like, she better not be she just don't like colored people.
She was a 50s-60s actors. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know, she's cool with Jane, and Jane is Latina. I don't know. Actually, she really not cool with Jane.
Yeah, I was about to say, when the second Jane walked in, she had some smart ass shit to say about her.
I was gonna say that she cool with Cyborg, but they not cool either.
She's cool with Robot, man.
And you know what? I wouldn't be, because I'm robophobic. So maybe she's more evolved than me.
So I was on Cape Corner last week, right? So tell me why Blue on that show told me about this transhumanism. Have you heard of this?
What the hell is that?
That is people like willingly like cutting off their arm or whatever to replace it with robot parts, to be a cyborg, basically. Like, this is a real thing.
You lying.
I swear to God. I'm not even lying.
Nah, you lying.
It's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. But I don't know why anyone would do it by choice, let alone turn into a full robot. You know what I mean? I don't know. Overall, though, this was a really good show. It's really funny. The pilot was honestly one of the best pilots I've seen in a long time. I would recommend it to people.
Yeah. You know, I would tell people that I like it, but I wouldn't suggest that anybody else watch it, because, you know, I'd be like, oh, you know, I've been watching Doom Patrol. Like, you, if somebody watches this on your recommendation, and would look at you crazy. Like, what the hell wrong with you? And you're like...
You're right. I've seen some crazy shit on Twitter about this show. This show is insane. But it was good. It's a good pilot. It leaves you definitely interested in what's happening next, which not a lot of shows do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, every new show that I've seen, bar like, I don't know, like Abbott Elementary, a lot of stuff has just been boring. It's like the same thing you've already seen times 8. And you're like, oh, okay. Yay.
Good to watch this again. Different day, same character.
Yeah, same but character, yeah. In different fonts. These characters, when I tell you they was different.
Yeah, highly recommend this if you want to see some crazy ass shit. That's all I've got. I'm interested to see what happens next.
You know, the only criticism I would have is that there should be less Nazis. I know there was only one Nazi, but I don't want to see any. But that is great.
Flashback to our Fuck Nazis episode.
Period. And I guess that's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
So thank you for all of your support, and we will see you next week when we think we're talking about the Multiverse of Madness, but we're not exactly sure. But probably.
We're available on all streaming platforms, and if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find a DM us on social media, email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord. If you'd like to support the show by buying us a coffee, our link is in the description.
All right, thanks everybody, bye
bye.